This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back, everybody, to Review Review, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet where we find the wackiest, craziest, zaniest reviews on the internet and turn them through our crazy minds into wicked improv.
I know, things are getting scary when you can't get the punch it off the top of the witchy board. The wide open road to dog and dick here now is looking fucking narrow. All I know is that I don't know. All I know is that I don't know, gremlins. All I know is that I don't know. All I know is that I don't know. Improv, we get told to decide which host's asses chime. Just like as if I'm not gonna change my mind. All I know is that I don't know. All I know is that I don't know, Barrel. All I know is that I don't know. All I know is that I don't know, Evans. What you gonna do with your socks, boy? Better make up your mind. What you gonna do with all your gummies running out of time? All I know is that I don't know. All I know is that I don't know, Riley. All I know is that I don't know. All I know is that I don't know, Info.
Secrets out, bitch.
That was a banger from Riley. The title of the email is Up Late Thinking of Another Song, an Operation Ivy parody for Alfred and Riley. I don't know the song, but the rendition was one in a million.
That was, dare I say, fire. I know the band. I can't say it was an incredibly recognizable rendition, but hey.
But hey, listen, we're not trying to tell you whose ass to think is trying.
If you think my...
That's up to you.
If you think my A-star is C-H-I-N-E, then who am I?
Is cheese and fine, then who are we to tell you otherwise?
If you had to pick one, cheese or wine.
Cheese or wine?
Rest of your life, you only have one of the things.
Oh, fuck. Cheese.
Yeah, that's easy for me. Wine!
But thank you, Riley, for sending in that theme song.
That was
which
good.
Reminds us.
That was really good stuff, guys.
Guys, we need some more songs. We're running low.
We do.
And, but, we have.
And Riley, I don't want you to think that we only played your song because we were running low. That's not what happened.
No, that's not what happened. We're running low, and we have a challenge for you guys. We would love some more songs that aren't kind of, that isn't using the music from another song. So whether it's a cappella song, whether it's original songs, we're really just trying to be a little safer. Look, about licensing.
The reality is, I don't like it, you don't like it, but we live in a world with copyright, where copyright is a thing, and where you can be stricken for having that. And so let's not
do
that, guys.
Let's challenge ourselves. Let's make some original stuff.
Or here's a thought. And this is for free. Do a cover of a song that's out of copyright. It's 150 years old. Give us
That's fun.
A traditional Irish folk song. Give us Pachelbel's Canon, but with words.
Give us Happy Birthday.
Give us Happy Birthday. Give Us Mary had a little podcast and her name was Review Review. Like, these are...
The opportunities are endless, but we are very grateful. We are loving the songs. We can't wait for more. You guys are so creative and so talented.
So talented.
So thank you guys for sending them in.
Much more talented than we are.
Love some more.
I can't fucking sing for shit.
I know.
Yeah.
Alf, what's new? Oh, hey, we're trying. What if we were just like, what if we... Hey, welcome back to... Oh, hold on. I'm going to do a genuine
one.
Imagine if this was our show.
Come on. I believe in you.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Review Review, the podcast where we do long-form improvisational comedy based on the zaniest reviews from all over the internet. I'm your host, Riley Anspaugh, with my co-host...
Alfred Bardwell Evans.
I feel like I've had a lobotomy.
Let me try one.
Okay. Do it for real.
I'm going to do it 100% earnest. Welcome back, everybody, to Review Review, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet where we find the wackiest, craziest, zaniest reviews on the internet and turn them through our crazy minds into wicked improv.
Wicked improv?
It's wicked improv.
What's new with you, bitch?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Here's what's new with me. I'm drinking coffee. That's hot, but it's cold now. Get into it. I had hot coffee, but it cooled down, I guess is what I'm saying.
When was it hot? Like, how long ago was it hot?
What time is it? 1:30, probably 2 hours ago.
Okay. You didn't put it in the microwave or...
Oh, God, no. Huh. I don't... believe in doing that.
I don't do that.
I don't fucking do that. Microwave. I want to brag about something, though.
Oh my God, love it.
I want to brag about something.
Okay, yes.
I stumbled upon on the internet
a porno
film.
It says that hot singles in my area are
waiting
for me.
I don't want to brag, but I was recently informed that there are many horny MILFs in my area who are extremely excited to meet me. And I can do it for a very small fee. And so I think I might. No, I found a banana bread recipe online. And I tried it once. And it was like, okay, but I learned some stuff. And I did it again a second time, made a double batch. And I made two of, I shit you not, the most incredible loaves of banana bread.
Banana bread.
Two of the most incredible loaves of banana bread.
Two incredible loaves of banana bread.
Literally, though, they're so good. They are.
What do you think was the key?
I think the key is so many banana bread recipes, it's just kind of like eggs, bananas, flour, sugar, butter, oil, bang it in, bang it out, put it in the oven. This one has you whip the sugar and the eggs together for like 10 minutes. So you get this really light and fluffy, almost like a meringue. Like you might find in an Eaton mess. Get into
like
it.
Like in an Eaton
like
mess.
Like last week's episode, okay, that we didn't record 5 minutes ago. that was a weird one.
That was very frightening.
I didn't like doing it. I scared myself. But, and then you whip it and you get all that air in there. And then that, it just makes it, it was so moist. It is deliciously moist. It is so moist and light at the same time. It's like the perfect, like squishy, like it is just.
That
perfect.
Sounds amazing.
It is genuinely maybe the best banana bread I've ever had. And I'm not just saying that because I made it. And I had a
slice
for breakfast this morning. And it was like, I mean, it was transcendent.
Daniel's mom made an amazing banana bread recently. And she said, she's like, the reason why this is better than the like than other ones I've made is because it's all about how you incorporate the ingredients.
Yes.
It's like you just said, it's like, it's not just about bang it in, bang it out.
Bang
it's
in,
just
bang
like
in.
You got to be really mindful with your dry ingredients, with your wet ingredients, and how you incorporate as such.
100%. 100%. And I love putting chalky chips in my banana bread. I don't know about
you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just gives you a little texture because I don't like nuts in banana bread.
I don't either.
God, we're so alike.
I rarely make banana bread, but I love a pumpkin bread. I like making pumpkin bread.
I'm obsessed with pumpkin. I mean, pumpkin bread. There was a farmer's market near my house growing up where I would go and get banana bread by the loaf, and my brother and I would just eat it like you can't see what
pumpkin bread or banana bread.
Pumpkin bread. We would eat the pumpkin bread like I'm trying to think of a way to describe it. I'm just sort of
I'm trying to describe what you're doing. What you can see, Alf, it looks like he is eating a pickle. if that makes sense. It's like you're in Paris and you have a big hunk of baguette and you kind of like gnaw off the side. That's
right.
The
so you're not cutting
doing.
Off of it. You're just sort of unwrapping it like it's a candy bar. I'm taking chunks out of a loaf of banana bread.
Like a beast. Like some, a wild beast.
Like some sort of feral animal.
That's amazing. I wish I had a slice of that. I wish I had a slice. I'll say it.
I mean, you can't. Not easily.
What's new with me? Thank you so much for asking.
Won't ever.
Thank you so much for asking.
Since nobody cares how mom's doing, I guess I'll go fuck myself.
It's Christmas morning, and I've been making breakfast for everyone while they're opening presents.
Oh, interesting. Oh. No presents for mom under the tree.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Mom kind of makes the magic of Christmas happen, but who's making magic for mom?
Who's making magic for mom?
What's new with me?
Yes, you. What is new for you?
I've been getting into watching YouTube.
Fuck off.
For real. I
18
like,
years
I,
too late, dude.
I know. I think I've said this before on the pod, but it's like, I'm like, yeah, I'll watch a vlog. I'll watch you melt every Lush soap into one big soap. Yeah, why not? I'll watch you try every Margaritaville in the country. Why not? It's like, I'm having fun with it.
Do you want to promote some of these creators?
Here's the thing. I don't know their names.
Hmm.
I don't know their names.
So you're on a lot of drugs when you watch these?
No, I'm forgetting how to pronounce her name. Sophia Nygaard. I'm probably butchering her name, but she used to work at BuzzFeed and she has like a very popular YouTube channel. I think she's like 10 million subscribers.
What kind
and
of
she does
content?
A lot of like, she has a lot of like, she and her husband will like stay at like crazy hotels, like do a lot of travel stuff or do a lot of like, she has a series that it's like, the internet made me try it. So it's like, you know, her getting her makeup done by a robot and reviewing it, or like, it's a lot of travel, a lot of tech. It's fun. So I enjoy it. I've just like, sue me. I'll watch a YouTube video. I mean, like, get off my fucking back.
I didn't
like,
say shit.
I was curled up on the couch last night watching this woman melt every bar of soap from Lush and make one big Franken bar of soap. And I was happy.
And that's not normal for and you, is what you're saying. That's like a new development.
No, it's normally I'll be watching TV or TikTok, but now I'm
prestige
like.
Prestige TV.
I'll be watching prestige TV, like The Traitors, get into it.
Did you know Paul Walter Hauser?
Yes.
Did you see
Blackbird?
Did you see his Emmy speech?
Uh-uh.
Okay. That's a little fun for after the pod.
Okay.
It's.
I loved Blackbird.
Oh, I know you did. Mm-hmm. I loved Richard Jewell. But
who?
Richard Jewell, the biopic, him and Kathy Bates.
I didn't see that.
Oh, it was great. He's a fantastic actor.
His
episode of I Think You Should Leave is so funny.
I gotta go.
But his Emmy speech is crazy.
I'm excited.
He raps.
I've no
I'll
idea.
Say it. He raps.
Oh, okay. Okay. At the Emmys.
At the Emmys, his award speech is him doing a rap, and the rap may or may not include him giving a shout out to the big man upstairs.
Okay. I'm fascinated. What made you think of that?
I genuinely don't remember. Oh, it's because I was like, you don't normally watch YouTube. You normally watch prestige dramas like Blackbird, because you've been talking about Blackbird a lot recently, kind of like making it your whole personality. And I was like, Paul Walter Hauser, Blackbird, Emmy speech. I had meant to talk to you about that already.
Yes. I have not seen his Emmy speech, but I have seen Taron Egerton shirtless in the scene where they arrest him in his home. And he spills smoothie on himself and they tackle him to the floor. Oh, wow. My, heart rate is really climbing up. Wonder how I know
that. How did you know that your heart on
because
your heart rate?
Because I got a Fitbit. We're talking about Fitbits today because I got one.
So what's your history with Fitbit?
My history with Fitbit is, I was thinking about this last night. I remember, and this is just being a product of growing up in the early, being a child in the early 2000s, very much in like, slim fast culture, very much in like that kind of time of the world. And I remember having a step counter as a child, if you can believe it.
Fucked up. Bad.
But how far we've come. Back then it was like there was a little
ball.
And it was like you attach
it to
your hip.
To your hip.
And like, and the ball, like it would move with your movements. It was so analog.
No, that was just a bell that your mom put on you so she could keep track of you.
But anyway, then when I got to theater school, all of our classes were just so physical and movement based. And like, I remember seeing people with Fitbits and I'm like, oh, that'd be interesting to track. But like, why as an 18-year-old when I need to track my steps? I don't know.
And it's like, we were so incredibly active in college. There was no way you weren't moving enough.
No, but I got one in college.
Of course,
but
we
just
were
like
all
the
sick.
Little one, we were all sick. And it was one that was like, I think I got a old kind of bracelet one. I had it for years. Anyway, I lost my first one a couple years ago.
How'd you lose
and,
it?
And I don't know. I have no idea where it is. And it's probably somewhere like, I haven't cleaned out my spaces in my room in a while, so they may be just
I haven't cleaned out the spaces in my,
my
room
bedside
in a while.
Table that's what I that's the phrase
fucking
I meant to say
what the
but
hell?
I like tore it apart yesterday. That's usually where it is, and it wasn't there, so I have no idea where it is. May it rest peacefully. But I working on Survivor, I'm like, oh, that'd be like, it's, I'm so active there.
Right.
It'd be nice to track. And so I was thinking, like, man, do I get an Apple Watch? And then I'm like, I was looking it up. I'm like, God, it's so expensive. I don't want an iPad on my body. Like, I already have my phone. I already have music. Like, I would want to track. Cause also, it's like, I work out, I go to the gym, I work out at home. And I'm like, I would want to track my workouts, track my steps, and track my heart rate, because as a thyroid girly, I need to make sure that like my blood pressure and my heart is okay with my while I'm on my thyroid medication. And so I looked up different models of Fitbits, and compared to college, there are so many more now. There are so many fucking.
I know.
Kinds
I remember originally it was literally like,
oh my god,
oh, there's two versions. There's blue and red.
Like, yes. And now it's like I have the Inspire 3.
Okay.
Is the kind I have. Here, I'm showing it on camera.
Boom, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have the Inspire 3. I'm loving it so far. It's
I
great.
I love that band. That's a cute little band.
It's a cutie little band. I have kind of like the silicone one it comes with, but I also got a like stainless steel hypoallergenic one.
Ooh.
Just in case this starts to irritate.
I know.
But anyway, Fitbits are half the price of an Apple Watch, more than half the price, like a fraction of the price, like depending on what kind of Apple Watch you get. And they do all the same shit that you kind of like need. Like, I don't wear it to sleep. I'm not that active where it's like I'm tracking workouts in such an intense way, but it's like it does all the things I need it to do. And this model, it tracks certain, like, you know, you called me the other day and I was able to answer this on my wrist and pick it up on my phone. Like, it's certain
seamless.
Things that it's like, I don't really care
seamless.
About that. And it was seamless. No, but this morning when you called me, that's how I answered. And so it's getting better at it.
She's learning.
But anyway,
grandma's learning.
It's like, if you don't want an Apple Watch, which is just like another phone on your hand. That
you just said I answered the phone with my wrist.
I'm saying another iPhone. Like, it does so much shit.
It's
that
true.
It's
unnecessary.
And some people really like all that. That's too much for me.
And they're dumb.
And it's too bulky. They're dumb. But
if
that's
you
why
like
I got
that
it.
Shit,
and
you're
I've been
fucking
loving it.
Stupid.
I will say, though, just some of the technology. It's like, I was telling Alf that, like, yesterday I was washing dishes, and, like, because I was moving my wrist so much, it did say that I took, like, 30 to 40 steps while I was standing at my sink. And so that's the part of it that I'm like, hey, we're learning, we're growing. Do I want to hit? And Alf goes, I told him I got a Fitbit, and he goes, well, just make sure that you don't become that type of person who's obsessed with steps. And I said, become. Mama, I've already been tracking that on my phone.
Do you know
David Sedaris? And I said, it's not accurate enough. Yes.
He has an essay that he wrote about, because he lives on like a country estate in the UK, mm-hmm. and the road that the like manor is on, there's like a lot of litter. And he became obsessed with picking up all the litter on the street. And
I remember
would,
this.
And he would wear
yes.
his Fitbit. And it was like, he would go out and he would pick up trash. And like the first couple months, it was like 10,000 steps. And then he was mm-hmm. like, well, that's so easy. 20, 30, mm-hmm. 40, 50. And then before he knew it, he was making himself walk 60,000 steps, picking
that's
up litter.
Fucking
and
crazy.
So he was walking. He every single day, he would pick up trash for 5 hours. And he was like, why am I doing this again? And it's like, I know you and I are both that kind of
obsessive
personality where it's just like, give me a statistic to track. So I've never had ask me if I'm into Fitbits.
Have you ever had a Fitbit? Are you into a Fitbit?
Am I into Fitbits? I'm into fitting this bit in my mouth, but
I knew it was coming, and I was still.
I've never had a Fitbit. Ready. What I do own somewhere, God knows where it ended up, is a Garmin watch.
I'm sorry.
Garmin. You familiar?
Stop saying Garmin. I've no idea what you're
G-A-R-I-M-I-N.
I don't know what that is.
They make GPSs, but they also make watches. Like, they have GPSs in them.
What I do own is a compass.
Oh, what I have is, of course, my sextant and the stars, by which I can navigate the whole wide world. No, but I have...
Ah, you've activated my astrology card.
Ah, you've activated my Garmin. But you know, they do, like, GPS watches so that, like, when you're running outside, you don't have to, like, keep track mentally and be like, okay, this is, like, a mile. You know, it just sort of does it all for you. And then you're like, okay, great, I ran 12 miles. And, oh, my God, the burping. But when I was really into running during the pandemic, I got one of those. And I really liked it. And it did do the heart rate stuff. But then I found myself becoming completely obsessed with the heart rate. Like,
yes, that's what I'm venturing into, which is not good
for me. And it's, like, nothing artificially changes your heart rate more than fixating on it. You know what I mean?
Of course.
It's like, I famously have a tiny little bit of post-traumatic stress to do with my accident and hospitals. Every time I go to the doctor, heart rate 130. Mm. It's like so insanely high because I hate fucking hospitals. And so it's like, when you're fixating on your heart rate all the time, you're just going to drive it up. It's going to go up.
Of course. I have, because I have anxiety, and I also have, thank you so much, and I also have my thyroid stuff going on.
Right.
And so, and I have low iron, which I learned can make your heart rate higher because the heart's working a little harder with low iron.
I didn't know that.
Anyway, I don't want to get into the hypochondriac of it all, but I'm doing my best to not look at the heart rate too much.
Right.
But anyway... I'm loving my Fitbit. I find that it helps me. It's like, especially because I work so much of my fucking day is at a desk at my computer. And so it does. I really like that. Like, it gives a little beep. It's like, time to move. Time to get up.
I do like that. I think that's good.
And I'm like, you're right. And so that's nice. And it's cute. It's cutie. And it's not as bulky as the Apple Watch. Like, it's, I find that the Apple Watch is just, it's so big. It's so big.
I'm too small. I'm just a small bean. I couldn't possibly be expected to wear a big bulky watch.
If I put the Apple Watch on my wrist, it'll sink me to the bottom of the ocean. I'll be like a hitman tied rocks around me, and that's how quickly I'll sink.
If I'm wearing a freaking Apple Watch, I won't even be able to get out of bed in the morning. It's so heavy.
I can't even lift my arm. I'm just so tiny.
Oh, if I wear my Apple Watch, if I try and answer the phone, my wrist will break in half.
Let's set intention.
Okay.
I set the intention for the boba.
I'm feeling something with an F. I'm feeling something. Let me cook. Farfin.
Farfin.
Farting. Farting. Farfing.
Farting.
I think this is going to be our most frantic episode.
Frantic. Like my heart rate.
Like my heart rate because I just downed this coffee.
It's gonna be the most frantic episode yet. So, Alf, do you want to start us off?
I'd love it if you did.
This is for the Fitbit Lux.
Ooh, bougie.
This is like basically the kind of this one is that it's like it's supposed to look like jewelry. It just looks like a Fitbit. Fitbit Lux fitness and wellness tracker with stress management, sleep tracking, 24/7 heart rate, black graphite, one size, small and large bands included. This is from Isabel A.
Isabella thing you ring?
Oh my God. Isabella thing you ring. 4 stars. The title is, I like it mostly.
Oh.
My son got this for me, and I chose this style mostly because I was looking for a less bulky watch that still had an alarm and a timer. I didn't really care that much about all the other features. However, wearing it has made me conscious of my heart rate throughout the day, and I've been shocked at how often I was getting stressed out and causing my heart rate to get really high. So this has made me way more mindful of that and has gotten me to be intentional about reducing stress well, she actually wrote refusing. That's funnier. Has gotten to be more intentional about refusing stress and practicing deep breathing. The step calculator is also kind of fun. However, I don't think it's that accurate. The first morning after waking up with it on, it showed that I walked 75 steps while I slept. Laughing emoji. I think it records every movement, whether brushing your teeth or kneading dough. I don't know if a digital device can be improved upon in that way, but just for people to be aware before buying. Still, it is kind of motivating to get moving, especially after sitting a while. It reminds you to do so and then quote unquote rewards you when you do, smiley face. And every quote 10,000 steps, you even get confetti. A couple of cons that can be kind of annoying is that it doesn't show you the time simply by looking at it. You have to make sure you flip your wrist from upside down to right side up, or you have to squeeze the sides of the watch. Also, I have issues swiping the screen to move it with various options. Oftentimes, I'm swiping over and over, and it's not shifting to the next screen. It does get tiresome when I primarily just want to see the time and access the timer. However, I'm happy to have a watch that's more streamlined in appearance and I think more feminine.
Oh my god.
She just wants a watch.
She just wanted a watch. Techie son was like, nah, mother, but you must get.
Yeah.
No, and she's like, a mere watch isn't good enough for my mother.
Yeah. And now she's like, I'm self-conscious about my heart rate. And like, she's like, I want a watch and a timer. I guess the rest of the stuff is fine too. It does so many more things. This woman just wanted a wristwatch.
She just wanted like a Casio, like 830, whatever, like digital wristwatch.
Yeah.
Also, I love the idea of it being like, I think it counts too many steps, because the first morning I woke up and it said I had already walked 90 miles that day. Yeah. It's like you might be.
She'd been sleepwalking.
Right. Oh, this is crazy.
What is it?
Remember how we got those Fitbits, you know, the other day?
Yes. The other day, you mean our anniversary?
Sorry. Yeah. On our anniversary. We get those his and hers Fitbits.
Yes.
How many steps has yours said you've done today?
Well, I mean, Henry, I haven't even gotten out of bed.
No,
I
know. That's why I'm wondering.
To go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. So, I don't know, 20?
Right. That's
just... What about you? What you running marathons in your sleep, you crazy man?
No, not that. It does say 15K steps. 15,000 steps.
Well, no. Let me see. That's probably just 15.
Look at the watch.
What the fuck?
Did you notice me like in the night? Maybe it was just because I was, you know how I move in the night a lot.
You were obsessed with moving in the night, but like
I
don't
shake
think
and I twitch and I scream.
Yeah, a lot of the night terrors.
Do you think
and
that
you...
could be enough to get me to 15,000 steps?
I can't imagine that it would. You know what? We should record ourselves sleeping. Just to see what happens.
I know.
Oh, come on. No. I know you don't like being on camera, but it's
camera
just
shy.
I know you are, but
I can never perform.
Why wouldn't we want to check? No, it's not. We wouldn't be recording that.
Okay, but we are going to
We know what happened last
but
time.
But we are going to be doing that, right?
What's that?
What? No, and I think, yeah, let's record it.
And you think what?
I think we can both agree that like what we did last time with the recording of that, what we're talking about was not a good idea. That's all.
No, it's, can I be honest?
Yes.
I don't think that it wasn't a good idea, because the idea on its own is like pretty fun.
A lot of couples do it.
And pretty sexy. Yes. So the idea itself isn't bad. The casting, however.
What do you mean the casting?
I guess I just mean like, you know, the idea of it with a different cast is great. We're just not camera people.
I know. I mean, can I be honest?
Please.
It felt, while we were doing it, like,
yeah,
it didn't feel, how do I put that? It didn't feel authentic.
On your end?
Well, on both, like, we wouldn't normally wear those costumes while we're doing that, so like why would we wear it just because we're filming? You know what I mean? It felt like we were trying too hard, I think.
Can I be honest?
Be honest, please.
When I said that, like, we are not camera people, like we are not Here suited to be on camera.
Here we go.
I was being nice.
Yeah.
I think that I have the face for it and the body to boot. Not that you don't, but I'm saying it's like sometimes your confidence, because no. you see yourself as someone who's like, oh my God, I could, I looked so weird in that hot dog on a stick uniform. I looked so weird, you know, bumping up against you as you were wearing the Auntie Anne's uniform. Like, you know, we were doing that mall cosplay. Yeah. And I think that it was just like, if you had the confidence, if you walked in being like, I work at Hot Dog on a Stick and I'm going to I'm going to get my hot dog into your pretzel, then it would have.
It's true.
It would have been different.
And I mean, and you know, the moment we met, I took one look at you and I said, my God, she has a face for porn. And a body to boot.
And a body to boot.
And a body to boot. But that face is for built for porn.
And you know what? And it's like I said when I looked at you. I actually, well, I said it. I didn't say it out loud to you. I said it in my head. What I said out loud to you was, oh my God, you're the most beautiful man I've ever seen.
That is what you said out loud to me.
I can't believe we're running into each other in this Bath and Body Works. But what I said in my head was, God, he would be such an amazing porn producer. He has the energy to produce porn.
That's really
ethically.
That's a really interesting read of me. I guess I've never seen myself that way, but they say that the ones who love you know you better than you know yourself.
Exactly.
So
that's why it's like, you know, when we did our tape the other night, your confidence in the performance of it was not there, but you were very much, even you kind of went above and beyond, maybe too far. You were like, are we COVID compliant? Do we have the W-9s filled out? Like, do we,
we were bumping up against each other, as you said, I couldn't help but feeling like I looked over and I saw the tripod and I saw Jeremy behind it. And I thought, I wish I could trade places with him.
Yes.
And I kind of thought I would be more comfortable behind the camera and Jeremy, you know, in the costume.
Oh, so you want...
Well, no, I'm just... No, I... Anyway, I think we got off track here.
Why don't we just check the ring camera and
see if I'm on the ring camera walking around? Or the Simply Safe. Should we check the Simply Safe?
Let's do the ring.
Because I know we don't have cameras in the room, but we have them, you know, outside, like...
Okay.
Do you remember the login for the... I haven't looked at it in a while.
It's the Baker's house, you know? Baker's. You and me.
Yes.
The Baker's. And then the password is porn corn.
That's right. Porn. Okay. So we're... Okay. Yep.
And the only reason, I just want to say that it's like, you're going to see, the only reason that you're going to see Jeremy on the screen at like 1 a.m. is because he was dropping off. I asked him to put our video on tape so that it wasn't kind of like in the cloud.
Oh, okay.
So if you see him like coming over at like 1, that's what that is.
And he comes inside.
He has a key, you know, he's our assistant. So he has a key and he can get in and leave that there.
But 1 in the morning, he couldn't have dropped it off today or...
He acts like he's his own boss.
And now you're going outside with him.
Well, I'm going outside because I want to make sure it's dark. I want to make sure that he felt okay to walk to his car.
Okay, but then you're going to have to walk back from the car to the house by yourself.
He's going to drop me. Well, so what's going to happen? You're going to see me getting in the car with him. And what's happening with that is that then he's going to drive me back to the house so I don't have to walk alone at night.
Okay,
outside.
Yep. I see that. Okay.
And so now what you see, so when you see him putting on the hot dog on a stick outfit that you had worn when we shot that scene, it's because he's like, I want to do a rehearsal.
Okay.
I want to do a rehearsal. So he's like, it'll make me a better cameraman if I kind of have a sense of what angles are going to happen.
Okay, I don't really get that, but and now you're putting on a costume.
Well, it's the same kind of thing. He's like, I want to know how the costumes bump up against each other so that I have a better sense as the cameraman of what to do.
He's dressed as a hot dog on the stick. And of course, you've now dressed up as a large slice of Sbarro pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow.
That What you're seeing there, that is us having sex independently of anything else. That was because we have wanted to for a long time.
And because
I feel like you and I have had a disconnect, and so that's what that was.
That's really sorry. I'm just a little
but I think
shaken.
If we fast forward, I thought I saw maybe like your foot or something.
Wow, good for Jeremy.
No, it's unbelievable.
Gun to my head would never.
Yeah. No. And why would you?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for Jeremy.
I know.
He must work out too, because that's wow.
I hope this isn't weird.
No, it's not weird. It's surprising.
Uh-huh.
It's a little weird. But you know what I can't shake?
How you got 15K steps?
Where did the
in your
steps
sleep?
Come from?
Where did the steps come
you
from?
You know, and I wish I could.
I certainly got more
right,
you know, my
if
heart
it was
rate
your
last
watch.
Night. And the thing is, I didn't have many steps because I didn't, you know,
you were
how
laying,
far are we walking?
Yeah, right,
we were
right.
laying down. But my
the hood
heart
of the car,
rate
of course.
Was through the roof. So that's what that was.
Right.
But for you, I still don't understand why you, how that happened, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, and now I'm leaving.
There you are. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Where are you going?
So I don't know. I'm watching you. For quite
oh
a while.
Oh, my God.
Good for Jeremy.
Wow.
Again. Nice.
So you don't remember any of this?
No memory at all. No memory
you
at all.
You do not remember seeing us.
And I'm
having...
walking away.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I'm coming back, and Marlo... Okay, uh-huh. Margo's there. Margo, the neighbor. Our neighbor, Margo.
Oh, my God. What was Margo doing up at 2 a.m? She's got two kids under 5. She needs the sleep.
Well, and Lord knows her husband is always gone.
Oh, God.
Okay, now she's putting out like...
Oh. See, I didn't notice her outside at all.
Not you are looking like you're in the zone. I'm not surprised.
I am in the zone. No. The thing about it is that it's like Jeremy is a magnet. I mean, Jeremy is just
a magnet
like,
with a magnum.
A magnet with a magnum. A magnum magnet.
A magnum magnet man.
Now, where did you... Are you...
We're in the bushes. We are in those bushes. Do you see
oh,
in the corner?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
And she is... She is pegging me. Wow.
You have no memory of this.
I have no memory of this.
You know what I still can't wrap my head
what
around?
What can you wrap your head around?
How did you get 50,000 steps?
Because I'm passively there. I'm on the ground. I'm getting pegged.
You are just laying down.
There's no way the steps, you know. She has my wrists tied together. There's no way.
So you aren't even moving. It's
I'm
not
even
like
it.
The watch is like tracking stuff
oh,
that
can't
isn't
be,
really
can't
steps.
Be. There's no movement for me.
This is crazy.
This is crazy. Should we have them over?
I would love that.
Should we do like a thing with them?
I think that would be so much fun. And honestly, it's like, you know how much I've been wanting to get this neighborhood together and get the community together.
Right,
and like,
right.
I feel like it would be really, really, I just.
I mean, it's since the pandemic.
Oh, since, I mean, COVID changed everything.
But now.
Now that the pandemic's over.
Right, it's done. There's no more.
It's done.
So.
It doesn't exist. COVID doesn't exist anymore. I just still like something feels everything about this night is normal to me. Everything's checking the boxes.
Except how did I get those steps?
You got 15,000 steps. That's crazy.
Oh,
like that's the craziest thing.
Okay.
Eagle. Okay, she's done pegging.
Eagle. An eagle swoops down and he's sort of circling. He's pecking.
Okay. This could be something.
Okay.
Let's go a little farther here.
She's pegging, he's pecking.
Pegging and pecking.
And he's got it in his talons. He's got the Fitbit in his talons. And he's flying away. And he's flying away with it.
But then how did I get it back? Fast forward.
And Jeremy
is
a machine.
He pegs you for like an hour.
I mean, but enough about the pegging. Jeremy, I mean, he must have, I mean, I don't want to accuse him, but he must have been taking some supplement to do that.
No, he is. You know,
we're on
it's
hour
not,
three.
It's not. It's not an unfounded accusation. He is taking supplements because he told me he's like, I feel like I want to build up stamina. And
well,
so
honey,
that's
stamina built up.
Supplement.
You're an ultra marathoner at this point. I mean,
so that's it's because he's like, you know, from behind the camera, I can see that it's like that Martin doesn't necessarily have that kind of stamina, and so
no,
that's why
absolutely.
That's
happening. And I'm not ashamed to say I can't last 3 hours.
No one can.
Well,
Jeremy,
clearly that hypothesis is proven wrong.
The eagle is back. Okay, there's the eagle again. It's circling. And oh my God.
Okay, dropped it and a badger took it. Dropped it and a badger took it, and the badger's running around with it.
The eagle's picking you up.
Eagle's picking me up. And I have no memory of this. I have no memory of this. But now I'm in the air and the Fitbit's on the ground.
So now how does that make sense?
How does that make sense?
Oh, the badger's digging. And it's digging.
And the badger's digging.
Oh my God.
So the Fitbit's underground at this point, and I'm up in the air.
But you know what? The Fitbit's probably feeling the motion of the badger, like, digging and digging.
Absolutely,
and digging.
But that's not the question. The question is now, how does it get back on my wrist?
No, that is unbelievable. I think the eagle either thinks that you're its baby, or it's that you're food for baby.
The way it picked me up, I'm just looking at this video, does not feel like it thinks I'm its baby. I think food is much more right.
And you don't remember this. You don't remember this at all.
Okay, now Jeremy finally is, and he's done, and he's finished.
He's done, but you know what's so funny? He's done, but he never came.
No way. He just decided he'd had enough.
He decided he had enough.
Wow, that is concerning in a way.
He actually told me, he's like, I don't need to do that. His exact words. I said, really odd. Did you? And he goes, no, I don't need to do that.
Huh. Oh, and the badger's up, and the badger's on the surface.
Oh,
and
wow.
You pick it up, and you pick it up. You take it from the badger. Babe.
That's what that was. Oh,
are you serious?
God. I thought it was the dog. I thought that Lucky got it and that he was bringing it over.
You thought
it was
feral badger was our dog.
I was delirious. I was having sex for 3 hours straight.
Of course, you were dehydrated. There's no way you were lucid at that point.
Got inside. The thing I do remember, I chugged a Gatorade like there's no tomorrow.
Of course, and that explains the stains on the bed.
And that explains the stains on the bed. Well, no, that's interesting. I was chugging a yellow Gatorade.
Well, then,
so the orange
Gatorade.
Okay, so now it's the orange Gatorade and you getting back on the ground.
Well, you, oh, of course, because I'm still in the air.
Yes.
Of course I'm still in the air. Okay.
Hold on, wait, no, fast forward.
Fast forward.
There you, oh my God, it dropped
that
you on
fall.
Jeremy's car.
That is a fall.
That is a fall.
God. Hood smashed, screen shattered.
See, I was already inside drinking Gatorade by this point.
Because at first,
so
when I
definitely don't remember this.
Wow, because I would have thought, wow, okay. I mean, I seem fine. I'm getting up.
And you seem fine now, looking at you now.
Margo is, okay, she's put the strap away. She's going back in her house. So it's just me outside. Jeremy's there. He's in the car, though. He's not moving. And I just walk back inside. Oh, wow. Oh, and Jeremy threw me a yellow, an orange Gatorade. That's right.
There it is.
Because you had the yellow and I had the orange.
And there it is.
And then you just must have forgotten that you put it back on my wrist.
I must have just, that's what I forgot.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. And you have no memory.
No memory.
No memory of that.
And can I be honest with you?
Please. I wish you would.
I feel fine. I mean, looking at that video, you'd think I'd be sore or something.
You have not a scratch upon you.
From ass to talon to all the things that happened to me, I feel not a pain.
Not a single pain.
Not a soreness, not a bruising.
That's really something.
Huh. Can I be honest?
Oh my God, please, for once.
I love you.
I love you so much.
I'm so lucky.
I'm so lucky.
What are the chances? What are the odds?
No, I mean, it's like I'm so lucky that Jeremy, like, has the stamina that he does. I'm so lucky that, like, Margot is willing to experiment with you and have that kind of play with you. I'm so lucky that, like, you are so okay with all of that. Like, you are so secure in yourself. And I'm so lucky that you, when I say you have thick skin, I mean it very literally.
Oh,
like,
of course.
Like, the fact that, like, you could be picked up by an eagle.
Leathery.
Dragged around.
Leathery.
Yes. Yes, leathery. Leathery.
Like the hide of a hippo.
Yes.
That's what the doctor said when I was born, like the hide of a hippo.
Oh my God, my heart rate is, I'm like really getting there.
Let me call Jeremy.
No. Don't call Jeremy.
Oh. Enchanté.
Call Marco.
Oh. And call her, I will.
And you leave the room.
Okay, twit.
Okay, getting less interested.
Okay, sort of not involved anymore, but I support you.
And you go get us some Gatorade.
Okay, can I call Jeremy?
I don't think so.
This is getting annoying.
I'll take a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
When I was born, the doctor said, you have the hide of a hippo and a face to produce pornography.
And we're back. The eagle has landed and has dropped us in our next review. Alf, take it away.
That transition was fire. Okay. This is for Fitbit Lux fitness and wellness tracker with stress management, sleep tracking, 24/7 heart rate, black graphite, one size, small and large bands included.
Hey, same, same.
This is from Larry, no last name.
Larry the Lobster.
Larry the Lobster says...
All you SpongeBob heads out there know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if you're a spongehead, you're going to fucking know about this. Okay, Ariana, 5 stars. Happy wife, happy life.
No way.
It was a Christmas gift from my wife. It was a lot less expensive than the other gifts, but that's the gift that did it. Happy wife, happy life, huh?
Wait.
It was a Christmas gift for my wife. For my wife.
For my wife.
It was a lot less expensive than the other gifts. But
what a weird thing to say.
It's like he's mad that he spent the money on the other shit. Yeah.
It's like also, but in the review for the thing, it's like, my wife loved this for Christmas. It was a great gift. She was really happy.
Right.
Huh. No. I just think it's interesting. You know, it's like, that's so wild.
It's like, what are you actually mad about, dude?
I know.
You're mad that you got your wife a gift that she liked.
Oh my God. Thank God it's Thursday. I've been looking forward to this boys' night all week, dude, since last Thursday.
I know. I mean, look, I love my family, but sometimes you just need a moment to chill out with the guys.
Dude, I say that to Carol every morning, which is sometimes is weird, but it's like, you know,
that is a little much, maybe. But
I know. I'm sorry. Now, honestly, now that I've said that to you, maybe I shouldn't say.
Just to clarify, you tell your wife every morning.
Yes.
That
we wake up, she says, "Good morning, good morning. How are you? What's your day looking like?" And like we go through our days, and then I say, "You know, I love you, and I love Josephine."
Good so far. Seems good so far.
You know, our 3-year-old. But I tell her, I'm like, "What a cute kid. You just need some time with the boys." And she goes, "All right."
Every morning. That's really.
No,
and she doesn't react. Like, she's like, okay.
No, that's why I thought it was normal. So only seeing your reaction now and now looking back, I'm like, oh, she doesn't really have a reaction. Yeah. And so that's what's making me think that, like, I don't know. God, Peter, I'm so sorry. It's all about me. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it's been tough. You know, recently just work's been slow and that, you know, that financial anxiety, I'm definitely feeling that.
Of course.
But, you know, hey, I got my health and I got my family, right? What else?
Health is wealth. Health is wealth.
Health is, you know, can't buy a house with health, but, you know.
I don't mean to pry, Peter.
Excuse me, can I get another one? Thanks.
Peter, are you...
Do you want one? Two. Yeah, two.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, we're fine. I'm fine.
Because you can talk to me.
No, I mean, it's just like, I don't know. Me and Rebecca, we've been having some, you know, not problems, but.
No, I was going to say, you and Rebecca, no. Yeah, you guys are kind of like the it couple. Mr. and Mrs. Perfect. Like, what problems could you guys have?
Looks can be deceiving, my man. I don't know.
Things were pretty good. You guys
have been pretty good.
Like, Carol and I were like, why can't we be like Peter and Rebecca?
Yeah.
Like, they've got it all figured out.
And it honestly, it felt that way. Until pretty recently. You know, just the holidays and everything, the stress, I feel like it just, you know, we got out of rhythm a little bit and like now we're kind of like not synced up. Does that make sense?
Like a period.
What, man? Synced up like a period?
Carol and her friends, you know, sometimes the girls will come over and they'll all say, we're all synced up.
Grown women? And
so, yeah.
I mean, that's weird for a couple reasons. I mean.
So it's like you guys are out of sync like a period.
Yeah, man. I guess we are out of sync like a period. Anyway.
Was that weird? I feel like I've always been the wrong thing.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, bro. It was kind of weird, bro.
My man, listen.
Like, I was trying to be vulnerable with you about, like, my wife.
And I
like,
was just trying to, I wasn't trying to make a joke. I was genuinely like, oh, it's like out of sync. So what happened? What got you out of sync, like, a period?
I don't know. You know, it's like, once you've got little ones, you know.
Don't I know it.
You know, now that we've got McCavity. And Rum-Tum, you know, things are a little bit, the tension around the house is kind of ballooned because, you know, Christmas time, it's supposed to be fun, you know, and it's like you want your kids to have the Christmas that you remember having when you were a kid. You're trying to recreate that magic.
Of course, of course.
And so it's Christmas morning and, you know, we're down there and McCavity.
Well, I remember that recently. You told me that last year McCavity got really upset because you tried to get a new stocking for McCavity, but the people at the stocking place said, no, that's a joke. We're not going to put that name on the stocking.
Right, they refused to embroider it. And I do feel like, you know, me and Rebecca talk about it sometimes that, like, are they going to resent us when they get older? You know, obviously McCavity's a little older. You can already see that he's starting to have those seeds. Like, he goes to school and everyone's introducing themselves and it's like, you know, oh, my name's this and that, and then he has to say, I'm McCavity.
McCavity.
And I do wonder, you know, like.
And Rum Tum Tugger's what now, two?
Yes, and he's doing well, but I do regret the middle name.
I don't think I know his middle name.
Yeah, his middle name is Gus.
Rum Tum Gus? Rum Tum Tugger Gus?
Rum Tum Tugger Gus. The theater cat. Johnson. And anyway, enough about my kids.
No, I'm so sorry.
It's Christmas morning. It's Christmas morning.
You're in the red.
We're downstairs. Me, Becca, we're in the PJs. We've got tree with stockings. You know, everything is set. You know, Becca has made this She's made this gorgeous additional Portuguese tortilla, you know, and it's like a potato. Have you ever had it?
No.
Oh, it's very common in Portugal. It's like they call it a tortilla, but it's not like what we call a tortilla. It's more like a potato kind of
loaf
almost.
What's so funny is that I haven't had it, but I'm on TikTok a lot and I've seen videos of it and I'll always tell Carol, I say, why don't you make this?
Oh, well, I wouldn't.
But I do it like I'm kind of like half joking. Right, and, you know, she pushes back in her joking way. She goes, well, I make every other meal around here. Right. You know, what more labor do you want to put on me? And I say, oh, why don't you make this?
Ew. No, I mean, Becca, you know, her grandmother was Portuguese. She only makes it on Christmas Day. I mean, it's literally not. Sorry, man. You do you need some water for that?
Yeah.
You're just
sorry.
No, it's okay. You got to take your pills, right?
I got to take my. Oh, you know how Carol is. She goes multivitamin this, multivitamin that.
Yeah, but
and so,
3 times a day seems like a lot for a multivitamin. No, I don't know.
It
anyway,
is.
So yeah, it's Christmas morning, and we're sitting there. Me and Becca are looking at each other, and we've just we've had the tortilla, and then McCavity, you know, he comes running downstairs, and Rum Tum Tugger's close behind, and they come down and they tear open their presents. They're so excited. You know, we got Rummy, you know, we got him this new Lego set. And you know, he's like really getting good with his hands. You know, he's got that fine motor skill stuff. He's like able to put stuff together on his own now, which he's two. He's only two and he could do that. You know, that's pretty
impressive.
That's
amazing. You know, when Josephine was two,
you could take
a sec,
man. You're like out of breath
from chugging
water. If you need to.
When Josephine was two.
Okay.
She still couldn't talk.
Okay. Yeah, and, not that abnormal, but.
And I would always tell Carol, I'm like, why don't you let her talk?
Oh, I don't.
Why don't you let her talk?
You think that she wasn't.
She said, what do you mean? Why don't I let her? Like, she's a baby. She's still learning.
Right. She's still learning. My kid.
Think it's just. Do I have a bad sense of humor?
Were you joking?
Kind of.
So you're not even sure if you were joking. And I think that's going to be the root of a lot of this.
Because I don't know what, because I feel like sometimes I'll go on Barstool Sports and they'll make these videos about like, you know, pranking your family. And like that gets a lot of views and people in the comments are like leaving all these emojis and like laughing a lot. And I'm like, oh, I don't think that's funny, but a lot of people do. And so I'm just trying to be funny.
Do you think
it's
a
be the funny
prank
guy
to tell your wife it's her fault your daughter doesn't talk yet?
That's what it seems like on some of these videos.
I don't. Look, I'm not like a fan of Barstool, like the Barstool universe, but I highly doubt that that's the kind of, I don't think they're posting pranks like that. It's usually like pranking my wife by like, you know, pretending to like not know how to fucking sweep the floor. You know what I mean? Like, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Like that. Not really lying to your wife or belittling your wife, really, I don't think.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out like what's going to.
Yeah.
I want to make people laugh. And so that's
okay,
kind of like
that's
what
really weird that that's your kind of main priority when you have a wife.
It's not
and
my
kid.
Main. It's not my main thing, but it's like I don't know. It'd be nice.
Yeah, man. Do you like want to hear the rest of my story,
yes.
or do you want to?
Yes,
because we can shift.
We're having
but it's
a
like
conversation
you asked about the story, and
I want to hear. But I'm just saying, it's like. I don't know, conversations, it takes two to tango.
Yeah, but if I can just give you some honest feedback, and I wonder if maybe this is what your wife is feeling, is that, like,
yep.
sometimes it's like, I feel like you only ask me about how I'm doing, so that, like, it's like, then we get the part over with, that then you can talk about what you're actually wanting to talk
right.
about.
Okay, I'll keep my mouth shut.
No, I don't mean it like...
No, so I genuinely want to know what happened. You were saying you were having these financial issues. You had
okay,
this amazing
yeah.
Portuguese
so,
tortilla.
Yes. It's incredible. And they're opening the gifts. And, you know, I've gotten some stuff for Becca. And she's opening it and everything. And then I, like, suddenly realize, like, oh, like, nobody got anything for me. Like,
you didn't get a single gift?
No. And it's like, obviously, you know. I don't expect McCavity to do it because he's a, you know, kid.
Well,
he's
a kid.
Right. And it's like, but and they're not at that age yet where they can
and
actually.
Rummy's a baby.
Rummy's a baby. So a kid and a baby, they can't get me gifts. But my own wife and she afterwards, she apologized. She was like, you know, and I didn't want to give the impression that I got like crazy. You know, I didn't fucking go break the bank, but it's just a small, some small things. Just it was more like the gesture of like, I haven't forgotten
exactly.
You
want to have something to unwrap.
I haven't forgotten
it's like it's just,
about you.
Exactly. You want to have something to unwrap.
You know, and it's like she could have fucking, you know, you remember that old Vine where the kid's like, an avocado, thanks. You remember
thanks.
That?
Thanks.
It's
yeah,
like you
I
could have literally, you know, but, and it's just the thought, but like when
no,
I.
No, and that's my, sorry, really quick, just to bring it back to me really quick. It's
yeah,
like,
man.
I, my whole thing about Christmas is like, I don't even care what the gift is. Is that weird? I just love unwrapping stuff. So actually sometimes what Carol will do is that she'll wrap wrapping paper in wrapping paper. Not like a roll of it. She will just put a ball of wrapping paper in more wrapping paper, and it'll just give me something to tear.
You're simultaneously one of the highest maintenance and lowest maintenance people on Earth. It's really odd. It's really, really odd, man.
So then what happened?
Thank you.
No one got... Who's going to get Daddy a present? What's Daddy going to get for Christmas?
And then...
You know?
And this is where it kind of... I say, who's going to get Daddy a gift?
Yeah.
And she says, well, there is one thing I've been meaning to give you.
Okay.
She reaches behind her back. She pulls out a pregnancy test. She's pregnant.
Shut
again.
Up.
She's pregnant.
Shut
again.
Up.
And obviously, we're
oh
keeping it.
Oh my God. Congratulations. I was going to ask.
Obviously, I'm excited.
I was going to ask.
Financially.
I was going to pry. And I was going to ask if you guys were going to keep the baby.
You wouldn't have really asked that if I hadn't volunteered it.
I was on
honestly,
the tip of my
can
tongue.
I be real with you? Wouldn't
yeah.
have told you. If we weren't keeping it, would not have told you about it. I would never give that kind of information to you.
That's fair. So your congratulations.
Thank you. And it's just like,
any names picked up?
Isabella, thank you for asking. And I'm just nervous that, you know, I want.
You won't be able to afford a third kid.
Right. It's like, I'm struggling to give Mickey and Rummy the childhood that they want. And now Grizzy's here and she's going to be
she's
here.
She's already here.
No. But I mean, you know, theoretically, in my mind, she's here. You know, she's going to be born and God knows, you know, 5 months. It's not that long. And so I think.
Oh, my God. Wait. So she showed you a pregnancy test after 4 months?
No, she showed me a pregnancy test on Christmas, which is a couple months ago. So she showed me at a normal time in the pregnancy.
That's so crazy. Okay.
She was like a
on.
Week or two late, you know,
no,
speaking
no, no,
of syncing
on.
Up, you know, and then.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm what? All kinds of fucked up. We celebrated Christmas in our house last week. And Carol was telling me, she goes, we already did it like 4 months ago. But I was not convinced that that was
it. Well, Carol's wrong too. Okay, it's mid-February right now. So you celebrated about 2 months ago.
That's what I meant. But I wasn't convinced that that was a real one.
Can we get another one? Do you want another one?
I wasn't. Yeah, God, yeah.
Another two.
I wasn't
two
convinced
each,
that was the one. I'm convinced that I know when it actually is. And so I make Josephine, Carol, and I celebrate on February 4th because that's when it really is.
Is that like a different, are you like a different sect of, like, is that when your calendar is? Like, do you guys all, is that
no,
like a thing?
No, afraid not. No, we are Presbyterian, but.
So it's normally the 25th of December, I believe, for Presbyterians.
Normally, but I just, it's like a gut feeling. I don't know. It's like when you know, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Do you?
Yes.
You know when you tell your wife every day that you want to hang out with the boys more?
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe we should try and expand the group a little bit.
But we're the boys, you and I.
I know, but you know, since Chris got deployed, you know, and Steven obviously got that promotion and he works late all the time, yeah. You know, he can never make it anymore. I've stopped asking, you know, because it just was awkward to, like, be told no so many times, you know.
Do you think he feels bad because we don't ask? Do you think he'd rather be asked and have to say no rather than not being
no,
invited?
Honestly, I ran into him a few weeks ago and I got the sense that he was probably relieved that we weren't, because it was, like, awkward for him to keep saying no to. Anyway, so it used to be, you know, the core four, and now it's like...
Yeah, now it's just the boys.
And I don't really feel like you and I were...
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Me.
Yeah. Yeah, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance You, but I don't feel like we were ever really that close. You and me, I feel like it was more... Like, I was Chris's friend, you know, and you were, you know, so... Maybe we...
And I was what?
Well, like, you were...
cut yourself off there.
No, I'm just, like, saying, like, you know, I was, like...
You said you were Chris's friend. Yes, you were Chris's friend first, and then I was what?
I mean, you were just, like, a guy we worked with.
I mean...
Wait, and I'm not saying that's what you still are to me. I'm not saying that's what you still are, but at the time, a little bit.
What I'm saying...
Like, it was a little bit of a pity in me.
Sorry, I need a... Hold on.
Bartender, he's chugging through them. Can we get another one? Yeah, you already drank those two. He already drank both the ones you just brought. I know.
Anyone can be a guy you work with until you get to know them.
Anyone can be a guy you work with until you get to... What is that, a riddle?
No.
Man.
It just means that... It's like, you know when you're a kid and your parents are like, stranger danger, stranger danger. Everyone's a stranger until you meet them. So
everyone's
I was just
a guy you... Stranger until you meet them.
Tell me I'm wrong. Is that wrong?
I mean, you're not wrong. It's just like...
Everyone's a stranger until you meet them. Everyone's just a guy you work with until you become their best friend.
I don't
friend.
Like hanging out with you.
I feel that from you. That's not surprising right. to me to hear you say that.
And I'm
but
so...
But I need to spend time with you. So we're at an impasse here. You don't enjoy spending time with me, but I desperately
and I
need
sense that from you.
Time.
And I sense that from you, which is why I pitched the compromise of expanding the group. That way you can still spend time
can
with me,
I be
but
honest?
I get to spend time with somebody, anybody else.
I am so scared that if we add people to this thing we've got going
that
on.
That I won't hang out with you anymore.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That I will be kicked out, that I will be kind of like slowly but surely, maybe not even slowly, that I will be quickly kind of shoved out.
It's possible.
Out. I know. And so that's why I want to not have that happen.
Okay.
So what are we going to do? I mean, we want
gotta
completely
home.
Different
I gotta
things.
I got to get home.
Oh, no. We just got here.
My wife is 4 months pregnant. She's looking after our two under fives right now. I am four drinks in. I should probably just go home. So, but this has been great. Well, I'll see you next Thursday. Yeah.
And do you mean that?
I'll see you next Thursday, man.
Do you mean that it's been great?
No.
And I can't tell Because this is a kind of joke that I would say to my wife.
It's not a joke.
That I was inspired by Barstool Sports. So is this...
No.
You're not joking.
No.
Okay.
Want some advice?
Yes.
Learn to see your wife as a person. That's my advice.
Now that's a joke.
All right, man. You can settle the tab.
Why do I continue to play meninists?
It's like, look, sometimes our own feelings are revealed through the characters.
Drunk words are sober thoughts.
Okay. And it's like, deep down, you are a men's rights
a meninist.
Activist. And
yes.
Deep down, I am a cuck.
DJ, you are obsessed with cats.
Deep down, I would name my children after characters from Andrew
McCavity.
Lloyd Webber's Kitty Cats.
Do we have time for one more?
McCavity.
Do you want to hear a really embarrassing story?
Yes.
Before we go on, about Cats, the musical.
The musical, yeah.
When I was a child.
Okay.
Growing up in Salt Lake City, Utah for the first 5 years of my life.
Okay.
A friend
Heather
of
Gay
mine.
Behavior.
Heather Gay Behavior. I had one of my best friends growing up. She loved cats. She was obsessed with cats. And I
the
very
musical
decidedly
or the animal?
The animal and the musical. But so I of course I'm a musical girly, but I'm a dog person. And so I was like trying to, like, we would like play pretend like we were in the musical Cats. And
oh,
so
no.
But then it turned into a game of, like, you know when you're kids, I don't know why kids have this interesting phenomenon of like, I was raised by wolves, or like, I'm actually part dragon. Like,
absolutely.
There's something about like the phenomenon of like, oh, I'm actually a dog. What people don't know about me is that I'm actually like part Jack Russell. Like, it's so fascinating.
Not Jack Russell.
So Whoa. Anyway, I remember, like, I don't know why we were in, I think maybe one of her parents had to go to the hospital or something for some reason. But anyway, we were both left to our devices in like a hospital
what
waiting
the hell?
Room. I swear to God, we were in a hospital
this
waiting
is
room.
Dark.
And we were, everything was fine. I mean, listen, I don't know if they were hiding something from us, but I remember everything being seemingly fine.
Yeah.
I was probably like five. Anyway, we're like climbing across like the chairs in the waiting room in this hospital. And she's like, I'm actually part cat. Like, did you know that I'm actually part, and like, we were like playing like cats or whatever. And that, like, part of the game was, like, we were going to, like, meet McCavity.
Part of the game was that you were going to meet McCavity.
McCavity. But I remember, like, then it suddenly became, you know, when you're a kid, it's like, you want to have the cool thing. It's like, oh, I'm actually part cat. And, it, like, then suddenly we're like, is it actually a game anymore? And I'm like, no, you're not. And she's like, yes, I literally am. And she's like, I'm not, this isn't the game. I'm part cat.
No, we're not playing,
and I'm like,
anymore.
No. No, you're not. You're not part cat. And she goes, I am. And I'm like, well, do you know that I'm actually part dog?
This is embarrassing.
And she's like, no, you're not.
It's,
and
like, obviously you're,
yeah,
not. You're just copying her.
But like, as a kid, I'm like, no, I didn't tell you till now because I didn't want anyone to know. But I'm actually part dog. And she's like, what? Well, I'm part cat. I'm like, what kind of cat are you? She goes, I'm part like snowy white cat. And I'm like, oh yeah, well, I'm part golden retriever. So this is kind of crazy that we're friends. Anyway. Should we do-
Meanwhile, someone's flatlining in the other room.
McCavity,
while you run around going, Skimble Shanks, the railway dog.
But like, what is that about kids that we're like, I'm actually part horse?
The horse, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think
I'm actually a horse.
A lot of like YA stuff and like stories for kids is based around the idea of like,
he was just
warrior cats.
He was just a normal boy until he discovered his secret powers.
Like, there's so much of that. I think it's just like, kids want to be special, and they're,
yes,
it takes a while to realize that like, we're all, none of us are special.
That's so dark. This is for Fitbit Lux. Same thing.
We're doing another one?
Yes.
How long is this episode?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, shit.
It's five stars from Monica.
Okay.
Last name.
Monica from Friends.
I thought it was going to be Monica Reality Von Teese from Real Housewives of Lake City.
I was almost going to say Monica Lewinsky too. So there's a lot of Monicas.
Monica Von Teese Lewinsky from
Friends.
Five stars. The title is why did I not buy it before? It is a great tracker and simple to use. I love the sleep tracking and stress management features. Your health metrics are quite accurate, and I'm learning a lot about myself. Ever since I got this Fitbit, a lot of things are becoming clear to me that I should have known a while ago. Becky, thank you so much for getting coffee with me today. I know, you know, it's been crazy with work and schedules and everything, but I really appreciate you meeting me here.
Hey, I've always got time for you.
You're the best big sister ever, and
I've missed you.
I've missed you too, and I know we're both busy, so I will just cut to the chase. I, as you know, got a I did 23andMe recently, just to find out a bit more about our family.
Right, you mentioned
that. The John and the kids and I, we just did it. We got it for each other for Christmas. Just we're
you
so
did
curious.
It for the
like,
kids.
Yeah, because you know sometimes it's like.
Well, if
even
you did
though,
it for John and you, I think you could probably.
No, because the kids, their DNA makeup is different. So they actually, one of them is a little bit more Norwegian than the other, which is so funny.
Oh God, don't tell me one of them's not yours.
No, they both are ours. Yeah. But I learned something about me and probably something about you that you should also know.
Okay, what is it?
Yeah, it's gonna sound crazy. It's gonna sound crazy.
If you're, but did you, I mean, I already knew about the, we have the breast cancer gene. I mean, I get screenings every year.
We have that. And I'm good. Keep getting that checked. Get your CA-125 blood levels checked. All that. That's for ovarian, I think. Never mind. What I'm gonna say
is, there's no harm.
No, there's no harm. I have this information.
What's going on? You look terrified. You're white as a sheet.
I have, the documents and the test results to back it up. And so in case you don't believe me, but you're my sister, so I hope you give me the benefit of the doubt.
Honey, you're scaring me.
We are, at least I, but you should probably get checked too.
Oh, what is it?
Part cat.
Sorry.
Orange cat, to be more specific.
Sorry, we're allergic. You said we're allergic to cat?
We, in our DNA makeup, we are part feline. And I've always known there was something a little bit different with us. And
I
remember as kids, we were so obsessed with like, I'm a cat. And I think it's because deep down somewhere we knew.
I don't know. And that was just that was just a game we would play as children.
No, Sissy, you're not listening. I have the results to prove that we are at least 38% cat.
That's an enormous percentage.
I know. That's why I needed to talk to you about this in person.
I mean, if what you're saying is true,
and
I'm not saying it is or isn't, but what if you're if what you're saying is true, it's true.
Why would I lie about something like this?
For attention?
Come on.
I'm just saying that's why someone would lie.
I'm not telling everybody this. I didn't tell John and the kids.
What does that mean? The kids what? The kids are what? 19% cat?
Well, Shimbleshanks is, he only got 3%.
Okay.
That's
pretty low considering you're 38.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then our oldest. Well, he's about 50.
50% cat?
Yes.
That's really high. I feel like you would see some kind of physical manifestation of that if that were true.
I mean, have you not noticed anything about you?
No, I mean, Mom always
really
told
think
us.
Think about it for a second.
Mom always told us really tales ran in the family. And yes, when little Rumpelteazer first came out of your womb, I thought he was a little hairy, but sometimes babies are hairy.
No, and the thing is, it's like, I know that tails run in the family, and I know that babies can be hairy.
Yeah.
And now I know why.
Oh my God, how am I going to tell Mungo Jerry?
You don't necessarily have to tell Mungo, Jerry.
Well, if you're 38% cat, then I'm certainly some percentage cat, and Lord knows that Mungo Jerry is.
Are you mad at me?
I am a little bit.
Well, I can sense that, and I don't understand why.
Well, I didn't consent to this test. When you take this test and you tell me about the results,
yeah,
I didn't consent to that.
You didn't consent to me telling you the results of
right.
the test. I
didn't
want to
know that. I didn't want to know who are, you know, like.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I thought you would want to know where you came from.
Have you spoken
and who
to
you
mom?
Are. I haven't yet. That's why I wanted.
You should go see her.
I was hoping that we could go together. I was hoping
I'm not going. I swear I'm not going.
Sissy,
I love your spirit, but I cannot be on this journey.
Sissy, why?
Because I'm going to pretend you never told me this information, and I would hope you would do the same. I would hope you would never mention this interaction to me ever again.
Well, you're going to hate me.
What did you do?
We don't need to go see Mom.
Why?
Because she's pulling up in a car right outside the Starbucks right now.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. I had a feeling that you'd be hesitant about
going. I'm going to the
bathroom.
I can't deal with this.
I mean, you're going to have to come out at some point.
I'm going to the bathroom. Or should I say the litter box?
Never was there ever a mommy quite as special as my little. I'm the mommy to my two girls.
Mom.
How are you, babes?
Oh, I've been better, Mom. I'm not gonna lie.
What's up? What's going on, darling?
Well, God, this is really... I'm just gonna come out and say it.
Okay.
How did you and Dad meet?
Oh, you've heard the story 1,000 times, darling.
No, but what's the real story? I know you guys met at a discotheque.
Right.
I know that you shared heated glance from across the dance floor.
Right.
And you danced the night away and you've been dancing ever since.
Right. May he rest.
But what really happened?
Oh, darling, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it was, you know, it was one crazy night in 1972. We were at the discotheque and I saw him from across the room and heated glances were exchanged. One thing led to another, brought him back to the bedsit, and, you know.
I slide my phone across the table with the test results on.
What's this, darling? What have you shown me? You know I'm not tech savvy.
38% orange cat.
Oh, darling.
You thought I'd never find out.
Oh, sweet baby.
You thought I'd never find out?
Oh,
Tales run in the family.
Oh, darling, I never wanted you to find out like this. Oh.
Angels in the bathroom, or should we say the litter box?
I will have this conversation with you, darling, but I will not have this conversation with you if you're going to speak to me like that. It's a matter of respect.
I respect you.
Okay.
I'm just...
Then that derogatory language about the litter box is going to stop.
Who are we?
You are my daughter. And in every way in every way that mattered, you were his daughter as well. May he rest. But
in every way that it mattered.
We split up for a brief period in 1976. Okay? He was going on tour with the band and he said he couldn't be with me anymore.
Oh, Mom, I had no idea.
And I was so livid. I was so incensed. That I went out with the girls. And I got a little too drunk.
Well, it happens to the best of us.
I had an extravagant one night of ecstasy with a tomcat.
Mom.
I'm sorry, it's true. His name was Bomblerina. And I loved him carnally.
Mom!
For hours that night, and it was ecstasy, but...
So that's our dad?
Yes, well, yours.
But
of course, there's an
Angels?
Age gap between you and Angel, so that wouldn't explain both of you. We split up again.
Then Bumbleine is Angel's dad because Angel's my big sister.
Right, that's right. I can never remember. You two look so alike. Well, then briefly in the summer of 1979, we split up again. It was an argument about the license fee for the television. And, well, he got pissed off and he went on another extravagant adventure with the band. And one thing led to another. I was feeling extremely saucy.
Not another tomcat. Mom.
Sorry, he was an alley cat.
Mom!
He was a beautiful, fantastic alley cat named... Oh, what was his name? We were so in love for that night.
I think I remember seeing letters. Old Deuteronomy.
Old Deuteronomy, that's right. Oh, he was a lover to be rivaled.
Mom, that's disgusting. I don't need to hear you talking about my dad like that.
That's your daddy. But in every way that
mattered. You were never
going
to tell me? You were never going to tell us.
Ryan was your dad.
You were never going to tell us.
No, I didn't see what the good would do it.
I just want to know where we came from. I want...
Well, now you know, darling. Now you know.
I want Shimbleshanks and Rumpelteazer to know their history.
But I can't tell them that history.
Because you were too drunk. Because you were too drunk on ecstasy to even...
Drunk on ecstasy. The accusations come flying out like so much butter.
Like so much butter?
Sorry. My medication is making me a bit doolally. But...
Oh, yeah, the medication.
Oh,
that's
enough
what it
of
is.
The accusations, darling. Oh, here comes your sister. Would you like to insult me to her as well?
Angel, your father's name is Bumblerina, and he was a tomcat.
You serious?
My father's name
Uncle Bumblerina?
Old Deuteronomy.
You don't remember? Uncle Bumblerina? He used to take us to swim lessons.
That hairy man.
Mom, that was my dad? Yes, darling, I'm sorry to say. Look, when you invited me here to lunch, I thought I was going to have an excellent little meal with my daughters. Not be put on trial.
You thought I was inviting you to lunch at Starbucks?
Yes, I love the spinach and feta.
Fine. Listen, Mom, it's going to take us some time to process this.
That's so understandable.
And I love you. You know, you'll always be our mom.
I love you as well.
But I think we need a little bit of space right now.
Absolutely.
So I think you should go.
All right. And I'll just say as a parting word. Bumblerina passed away a few years ago. But
I'm so sorry.
Old Deuteronomy's still out there, kicking about. He usually hangs out...
By the Heaviside Layer?
By the Heaviside Layer. I think, you know... The Jellicle Balls tonight. He might not want to see you, but if there's ever a chance, I mean, you know, he's getting up there. He's down about 8 lives, I think, so if you want to act, I'd act fast.
What's your last sentence?
Okay. This is
me all week long.
Never did something kick me.
Jellicle Ball is tonight.
Hey, if y'all don't know Cats, I'm sorry for this episode.
I'm sorry for this episode.
Go watch the movie. Go listen to the sound. Fucking the score before you fucking listen to this
Alf,
shit.
What the hell has even been shaking you?
I'm a gamer.
I hardly know her.
A lot of people don't know this about me, that I'm a gamer. I like to game. And I recently made an ill-advised purchase.
A little advice purchase.
Bought myself a Nintendo Switch.
Oh my god, we can play Mario Kart together.
Bought myself a Nintendo Switch. An ill-advised purchase. You know, some would say...
No, it's not.
Some
no,
would
it's
say
not.
I can't afford that, but I am obsessed with this thing.
What are you playing?
Recently I just started playing Hollow Knight. It's a little platformer. It's like everyone's little bugs. It's very cute, but...
Cute.
I've never been a Nintendo girl. Never. I always had an Xbox growing up, so... I've never really played
Get Mario Kart 8 and we can play online with each other.
I've never really played.
We can play online with each other.
A Luigi game.
Oh my god. This is huge.
So, yeah.
Way to bury the lead.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what's shaking me, is like my new era as a Nintendo girly gamer.
I don't blame you that that's shaking you. That's incredible.
But what's been shaking you? Enough about my ass.
Enough about your ass. What has been shaking me? Been listening to a lot of Megan Thee Stallion recently.
Okay. Did you see her ad for the Paris Olympics?
No.
It's very odd.
Didn't see that. But I do, I guess what's shaking me is I love her workout videos, and her narrated workout videos on TikTok are very entertaining. I love Meg. What's shaking me? And maybe I'm just old to this song. Maybe I'm late to this song. But she did a remix. She did a verse or two on a remix of Butter by BTS.
Oh.
And it's a fucking bop. So if you need a little kick in your pants, a little shake in your ass, the BTS Megan Thee Stallion collab on Butter is
Give it a listen.
Banger.
Give it a listen.
Give it a listen. I'm having a great time.
And that reminds me, maybe let that inspire you to do an original theme song.
Yes. Send in some original songs to Please. Us to hear, to listen.
What's the email again? Say the email. I haven't said the email in a while.
Oh my God. It is review show at gmail.com.
Whoa, took her a minute.
Review show at gmail.com. Send in some original themes.
Even have to be good.
But they have to be true.
They have to be authentic to your soul.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can find Alf literally on Instagram at Alfred Innit. You can find him on nowhere else. You can find the show on Instagram at review, Reddit r/review, Discord, review, HeadGum Discord, and Jeffrey James and my Patreon. We have one. Patreon.com/Riley and Jeff.
And you can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley and Spore, and on Twitter.com, now known as XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX. You got a face for porn.com at Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week on the show,
every week,
we're always saying it, we're never not saying it.
McCavity. There's no one like McCavity. McCavity. There's no one like McCavity. Go give cats a listen if you want to understand today's episode. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you in a year.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.